This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Thirsty Thursday. Before I get to it, I want to get your thoughts on this Nico Collins situation since he returns from the text line. I wouldn't have bought them, meaning a white pair of drawers, but a family member gifted me a pack of boxer briefs with one white pair in there. And when they were my last clean pair, I put them on. When I took them off, it looked like there had been some roadkill back there. That same family member happened to be doing my laundry that week, and she somehow got them clean. But I kind of hope that she learned a lesson.
That she learned a lesson.
Yeah, learned a lesson on buying them white drawers.
It sounds like roadkill. Sounds like the color didn't matter.
Yeah,
you are disgusting.
Just that. He had a real bad day.
I think you got to
let them go, right?
We got to
toss them.
Yeah, you definitely don't ask a family member to clean them. I mean, look, let's be honest,
that's got to be.
White Draws Wednesday's got to thank God. It's got a deal. Keep guys in check. I'm telling you, I think you should. I think it should be a real thing.
I'm gonna
check yours next Wednesday.
They're not gonna be white.
White Draws Wednesday. You got to wear white draws.
Andy hadn't had white draws since the 70s. Stop this.
Andy still got some draws he had.
You're right.
Hey,
you got that John McClain. Got that John McClain spirit, man. I'd be pissed off if John McClain don't wear no whitey tighties. I'd be hot. That just ain't what his vibe is. God, I miss John.
Booger
I wish he
butt.
Was here to defend himself. Thank you, Booger Butt. All right. Clint, I did want to get your thoughts on this because we said on the last segment that according to Nico Collins, he's playing on Sunday, barring anything, which is a great sign for the Texans, especially when you look at the fact that Patrick Surtain is supposed to be an IR candidate and is likely not to play on Sunday. But I've seen this a lot. Hey, man, I think, and I bet you heard it on the postgame show. I heard it. We heard it on calls on Monday. Hey, man, I think CJ looked better, was better because he didn't have to have Nico out there to try to force the ball to. I think he was better because he was just throwing it to the open guy and didn't feel compelled to have to get the ball to Nico Collins. And I guess the thought is to me is, one, is that an issue that you see for CJ, that he feels like he's trying to force the ball to get to Nico Collins? And do you think Nico Collins being back in any way can prevent CJ from playing the quarterback position the way he did on Sunday?
It is not. That is not, and has not been a problem in Houston. Is there a potential issue in the game of football to have one really good receiver and you know make too much of an effort to get that guy touches? Absolutely, but that's not a thing in Houston. No, I don't think there's been there's definitely not been any extended period of time where I felt like CJ was trying to force the ball to Nico. No, not at all. In fact, if I were him, I would have tried to do it more throughout the season when Nico was held. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, no, look, the reason that CJ Stroud played better, there's twofold last week. One, San Francisco's defensive line was not very good, and he had a clean pocket and not much around his feet at all. Two, the game plan for the San Francisco 49ers was clearly make them go 12 or 13 or 14 or 16 plays to score. Don't give them anything cheap, right? Try to force them into a mistake by making them play more downs. And they never broke stride there. They never changed the game plan. And so all that quick underneath stuff was there. It was challenged very little. And so last week it happened not because Nico wasn't there and because all of a sudden CJ wanted to spread the ball around. It happened because it was very comfortable and it was very easy for CJ Stroud to just sit in that pocket and distribute the football. Quick game, mid-range game, the shots, all of it. That's why it happened. Now what we got to hope is that when it gets a little muddier in that pocket, he can do some similar things.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have never ever felt, especially with Nico, maybe there was a little bit of that I felt, not that I'm saying I was right, but you felt maybe with Diggs a little bit last year early that he felt compelled to maybe get him the ball more, but I don't even know if I 100% felt that.
Yeah.
I've never felt it with Nico or watched CJ where it's like, I got to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And you've seen quarterbacks. I've watched Jalen Hurts look like he was trying to make a concerted effort to get A.J. Brown the ball and wasn't looking anywhere else, which probably led to him going 0-for-8. I've never seen CJ look like that. He would throw it, like you said, he'd throw the ball to John Metchie in past years to be like, come on, man, what are we doing here?
CJ just has never been a guy that forces the ball into anybody. I mean, he's always been a pretty, in-scheme guy that commits to the plan. I mean, I think there's been times this year when he's got a little bit outside, like the four go routes in one drive was wild. That was clearly some frustration. To me, I heard that in the post game when we did the post game show. I heard that same.
You hearing that
same,
too? Yeah, I've been hearing that.
I mean,
like,
look, to each their own. I just don't think it. I don't think it is.
I think it is insane to think that, man, CJ Stroud is going to be better without Nico.
Yeah, it doesn't apply.
Not consistently.
It doesn't apply to Houston. I've seen it happen in football before. Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't apply to Houston. I don't think.
I'm with you. Yeah.
In fact, I wish it did.
Like I'm with you. To me, if you can protect C.J. Stroud the way that they were able to protect C.J. Stroud, if you can stay in third down and 1-4, which they seemed to be in consistently last week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And convert like that, and run the football well, then I think you will see that probably that level of CJ often, whether Nico's on the field or not.
Ron, I would
and
say.
And if you're going to watch the 49ers just play off guys the entire way and not be aggressive in their coverage, I think you're going to see a lot of that.
I would argue that regardless of the situation, when you start the conversation with, boy, if they can protect C.J. Stroud, then this, that, or that. I would argue that I don't care if you're in third and mid, third and long. I don't care if you're in the red zone or not. If they protect C.J. Stroud, I have a high level of confidence that C.J. can go make a lot of noise and move the football and score a lot of points. That is going to be ultimately the question, and we don't even know if they're any closer today than they were a year ago, much less a week ago.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, "Hell, I don't think they use Nico enough. I don't think he forces it to Nico enough."
I agree wholeheartedly. I don't think the offensive coordinator does, and I don't think the quarterback does. Neither one of them forced the football to Nico, and I would like to see both of them maybe lean into it a bit.
Yeah. No, I think it is. I don't think there is a Nico Collins problem or CJ has a problem where he just, I have got to get him the ball. No, I don't think that is the case. Again, we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, here in Cyprus. Make your way on out here, and this is a big 5 o'clock hour because you have a chance to win tickets. Win tickets, not just one, but two different opportunities to win a 4-pack of tickets coming up.
2 4-pack lower bowl tickets.
That's right.
If you're out there, 290 in Cyprus.
You're right. Yeah.
290 in Cyprus. Bring your ass. You got time to get in the building and get in this old raffle box. Yeah.
It's not tickets to be up there with the McNairs. No, you
mean above the McNairs?
Yeah, above the McNairs.
Hold on, you're lower.
I'm just saying, they are pretty up there.
Come on.
I mean, I'm sure they enjoy it. They are.
They can fit about 200 people in that box.
Yeah.
There's only a couple spaces that can handle them, you know what I mean?
It's good to see the Dream out there. Akeem Olajuwon was out there and honored at the game. My man yelled. I think a Texans first down right as they were announcing that. Hey, Akeem Olajuwon's up there, and just blew that right out the water.
Somebody, I've been scared the hell out of Akeem. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Can't get my do around here. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you set and ready for this Thursday night football game, Ravens Dolphins. We'll get you updated on the full injury report, and it is big, big news. There's a big player for the Texans and then a very important player for the Broncos that we need to let you know about. And then, hey, Clint, the first person who has been able to make some more cash in college football off of these all these hires.
Oh, yeah.
We've got he's the first of many. We'll discuss all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.